My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight is the most special night of the year in our church, in the Universal Church. It is the Easter Vigil, the night when light overcomes darkness, as we heard in the exultet that Deacon sang for us. And when the silence of the grave is broken by the joy of new life. Tonight, we remember the moment when the stone was rolled away, not just from Jesus' tomb, but from the tombs of fear, sadness, and sin in our own hearts. The gospel we just heard tells us this amazing story. Early in the morning, some women went to Jesus' tomb. They were very sad. They brought spices to care for his body, thinking he was still dead. These women, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, were doing a final act of love for Jesus. I would say a final homage to him. But when they arrived, they were surprised. The stone was rolled away. Jesus' body was gone. Then the two men in shining clothes appeared and asked, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." That question is so important. Why do you look for the living among the dead? It reminds us that we often search for happiness in the wrong places. We search the happiness in the power sometimes, in the comfort, in the success. But true life is found in the risen Christ, is found in Jesus, who defeated death and gives us life eternal. We are here because we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we believe in our own resurrection. That is what we should be excited about. Jesus is risen from the dead so that we can have our own resurrection, eternal life. Before I came here this evening, I was talking with people back home because they are 6 hours ahead of us. They finished Easter celebration, Mass, and I wish them happy Easter. I asked them, "What are you exciting about?" They said, "Well, fasting is over for us." But others said, "We are still fasting because we are hungry all the time." But I said, "Don't worry, Jesus won over the hunger. Jesus watches over you. Jesus rose from the dead to give us what we need, especially to give us eternal life that we are seeking for." The resurrection of Jesus is not just a nice story. It is the center of our Christian faith. As St. Paul says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is useless. But he has risen, and that changed everything. When the women told the apostles what they saw, most of them did not believe it. They thought it was too hard to believe. That still happens today. Some people think the resurrection is just a story. But genuine faith believes that with God, anything is possible. With faith, we know that we will have life in its fullness. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. He looked inside and saw the clothes lying there, but Jesus was gone. Peter's heart was full of hope and love. He wanted to see for himself if it was true, and it is true. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive. Because he lives, we will live too. His resurrection is not only his victory over death, it is our hope. It is our joy and our future. It means that pain, sadness, and even death will not win in the end. God wins, and his final word is life. Tonight, as we celebrate with fire, with water, with holy oils, bread and wine, we remember that we were baptized into Jesus' death and now rise with him. When we renew our baptismal promises tonight, we are choosing again to follow the risen Lord. For he is our truth, he is our way, and he is our life. Let us live like Easter people. Let's be like the women at the tomb, faithful. They were faithful, they were brave, and ready to tell others the good news. That is our mission as Christians, to let people know that Christ is risen. He dies no more. Let's be like Peter, running toward Jesus with heart full of wonder. Christ is risen, dear friends. He is truly risen. Alleluia.